This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think you address by selecting the best player available. I think, especially at the four, you know, I don't think you address needs at the four. You get the best talent. So that's what we're going to be looking for, you know, with the highest upside player. So, and, you know, on October 16th, you'll see who it's going to be.
Okay. We're going to see. At the four. Get a player. I hope it's not a three-person draft. Welcome and welcome back. Saturday Suckage, Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. Mark, the NBA draft is next week. Did you know that?
I did know that, and the reason I know that is because, well, you know, we do sports and stuff, but I've been hearing a lot of promos on our radio station with Chuck Swirsky talking about doing a draft show here on The Score. So, yeah, I know.
Well, in that vein, there's going to be a draft. The Bulls are going to continue to get better, in theory. And we'll find out just how much better they could expect to get when Casey Johnson of NBC Sports Chicago joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. So they have a new regime that is not Gar Pax. They have a new coach that is not Jim Boylan. Casey Johnson, they'll get a new player. Who's in the cloud of players you expect them to draft, and can this player make a difference, and why? And hi, Casey.
Hi, guys. You found a perfectly good Radiohead song by bringing me in. You should just let that keep playing. And also, I noticed that hit from Arturis, that little sound bite you guys had, shows how long it's been since we've talked to him, because that back then he was referring to the October 16th draft, which is what it was originally scheduled for. So, hey, I pick up on these little things. A lot of players will be in the mix if they stay at four. You know, obviously, a lot of things can happen between now and Wednesday. As of now, it does kind of seem like it's righted itself back to the top three being some combination of Edwards, Wiseman, and Ball. Last week, there was a little bit of chatter that Charlotte might be honing in on Onyeka Okongwu from USC, which would mean, you know, Ball actually might drop to four. And I think there's probably there maybe is a small possibility that's still happening. I've been told from people outside the organization that the Bulls are under the impression that they want Ball. They're going to have to trade up to get him. So they're weighing a lot. You heard Arturis say he's not going to focus on need. There are a lot of prospects at a position of need, however, point guard. So, you know, Kyra Lewis is another intriguing possibility, although I don't think he'd be an option at four. He'd probably be a trade-back option. So we'll see how it plays out. We're getting to know a new regime. It's going to be weird. Covered every Gar Pax draft since 2003. So 17 years later, here we are.
Ooh. And yeah, man, this is the part that I'm looking forward to, not just the draft, but just to kind of start to see, Casey, how Arturas Karnišovas operates. What is on his mind as far as players are concerned? Because we've heard so much about this, the regime change and his resume and connecting dots to what he might do. But finally, Casey, we get to see what he might actually do with players and personnel.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mark. And, you know, obviously you can look a little bit at the Nuggets situation. I mean, he wasn't the lead decision maker there under Tim Connelly, obviously. But, you know, as the eventual GM, he had quite a bit of say in the draft process. And look, I mean, Jokic has been largely linked to Arturas, and that's obviously a pretty good find when you get an MVP candidate in the second round. So,
hello.
Yeah, and the Bulls do have a second-round pick at 44, so no pressure, Arturas. But no, it's going to be it's going to be fun for all of us. I mean, you know, Mark Eversley's never been, you know, he's been involved in several drafts as a prominent voice in the room, but never as the number two decision maker. And Arturas, you know, has never been in the room as a number one decision maker. I do think, you know, given the limited public availability we've had to these guys, you have started to see a philosophy take shape a little bit. I mean, every time Arturas talks, he mentions, you know, building a roster full of two-way players with a read-and-react system, versatile, positionless, you know, athletic movement, player movement, ball movement. And, you know, speaking frankly, the Bulls roster is largely devoid of that. I mean, they've got, you can point to a lot of guys in the roster and say, okay, he's really good at that, but he's not really good at that. And so obviously this is an opportunity to start shaping the roster in the image that you want.
We're talking with Casey Johnson at NBC Sports Chicago, talking Bulls basketball, the draft next week, and we'll, like Mark said, get some information about that. You bring up the point of what works with, and let's not forget there's a new, Billy Donovan is the new coach. He'll be in the room as well. The idea that one of the major failings of the Garpax regime with Fred Hoiberg is they continually refused to give him players for the system they wanted him to play. I mean, they hired him for for his philosophy, and then they didn't give players to do that. So we have reason. Do we have reason? Can you explain we have reason to think that the new regime, Karnišovas and Eversley, will not stiff Donovan the same way?
Well, I mean, I think actually, and Steve, that's a good point because, but I think it brings up a good point about Billy Donovan is if you look at his tenure in Oklahoma City, really all five of those rosters were pretty vastly different, and he was able to kind of coach to the personnel on the roster, which, you know, obviously was, you know, a criticism of Jim Boylan, you know, to kind of do a square peg and round hole kind of thing. And then, you know, Fred, yeah, I mean, pace and space, hoy ball, whatever you wanted to call it. And then you, Rondo and Wade, right? Ball stoppers, non-3-point shooters, that kind of thing. So, you know, I think that's a good point, but I think that kind of speaks to where they're at as a franchise is they've got now a coach that, I mean, if you look at his Thunder team last season, it was obviously completely different from that first year team when he had Durant and Westbrook. And a lot of people say that last year was his best coaching job. I mean, so I think you've got a coach that can maximize whatever personnel you give him. That said, you know, Billy said when one of the main attractions of this job when he took it was that Arturas said, I'm looking for a partnership here. And that's, you know, not Billy, I think, would be the first to say, you know, that draft is, he's got opinions, but it's not his area of expertise. He's a coach, right? So he'll have a voice in the room, but he's going to be fine with whatever they give him. And, you know, I just think it's a good opportunity for this organization to continue the reset that it's on.
Well, what's some of your take, or what's your take on some of the media swirl around Russell Westbrook and connecting those dots? You just mentioned that he played for Donovan at Oklahoma City, and Westbrook not happy with where he is right now. Is any of that realistic with the Bulls to pull that trigger?
I mean, the way I'd answer that, Mark, is, you know, I don't know how these guys think. You know, I've met Arturas face to face twice in my life, once when he worked for the Nuggets, and once as a member of the Bulls, and I've talked to him probably five times in my life. Mark Eversley, I've never met face to face, and I've talked to him twice in my life. So I don't know how this new regime thinks. Obviously, when you cover an executive partnership of John Paxson and Gar Forman for as long as we all did, you not only get to know them as people, but you almost kind of start to know how they think or what they value. So you could have a probably a better idea of that. My initial and gut reaction is that doesn't sound like a player that you'd want to that you want to start shaping your franchise. And if you're talking to, and that's not disrespect to Russell Westbrook. I mean, he's obviously an All-NBA elite player, but you're talking giving $130 million over the next 3 years to a guy who's 32, who's gone through some surgeries, and whose entire game is predicated not only on usage and having the ball in his hand, but playing at a ferocity and intensity that you have to wonder if he's going to be able to continue that going up to 35. So that'd just be my guess, somewhat of an educated guess. Just haven't talked to people around the league. I haven't heard much linkage to Westbrook and the Bulls. We'll get to know how these guys think and operate as we move forward. And we don't have a huge body of work as them as, decision makers with the Bulls.
Are we allowed to draw any inferences when you talk about LaMelo Ball was that's the guy, that's the hero shot that they're hoping to hit. Does that tell you anything about Kobe White, or is that just an example of we need players at this position, we need players who could become great at whatever position we take them?
Well, three things I'd say, Steve. First of all, to me it says something more about Zach LaVine, and I'll get into that in a second. But
okay.
I want to emphasize that I'm not 100% reporting or saying that is the guy. What I'm saying is that what I've been told is the Bulls are under the impression that if he is the guy they want, they're going to have to trade up to get him. They don't think he's going to fall to four. So that said, you guys played the bite from Arturas. You take best talent, right? And yep. if they deem him to be the best talent and he does fall to four, he's their guy. I do believe, and this is I've written this at NBCSportsChicago.com, I do believe he is number one on their point guard list in terms of their rankings. I don't know this for sure, but the impression I've gotten is that Kyra Lewis has jumped ahead of Halliburton and Hayes to be second on that list. And again, I don't have that definitively reported, but I've heard it. I've heard enough buzz around that that I can. That's my educated guess. And then, lastly, getting into the Zach thing, what I would say is that I believe that they ultimately view Kobe as an off the ball guy. You can say he was drafted as a point guard. He obviously had a very promising rookie season. However, I don't view him long term as a point guard, and I'm guessing here, but I don't think they do either. And the fact that they're doing so much work on point guard leads me to believe that I'm right there. So I think ultimately they view getting a point guard in, sliding Kobe off the ball, and then you've got time to make a decision on Zach LaVine, who's got 2 years left on a value deal and is clearly your most tradable asset. I mean, he's got the most value on your roster. I think Zach – I've been a huge Zach supporter and defender. I think the knock on him is being an empty calorie scorer is overstated. I think if you put him on a good team, he'd be lights out. He just hasn't been on a good team in his entire NBA career, either in Minnesota or Chicago. So we'll see how they value Zach moving forward, but I ultimately think they view Kobe as more of an off-the-ball guy.
Do you think that this regime, the plan is, I know they want to win this year, but do you think that they kind of look at this year as a let's see what we have. Let's see how maybe we can put Markkanen in a better position to be good. Maybe we can even take LaVine up to that next level. Maybe Kobe White is off the ball, that they have different. If they don't make the splash trade, and you mentioned LaVine as a tradable asset, do you think that this is sort of a year to sit back, relax, and look and see what they have? Or do they look at this as an urgent year and that every year is urgent?
Yeah, what I would say, Mark, is that they have made it clear that they feel this roster underachieved. They've used that exact verbiage multiple times. So they do believe with, obviously, the coaching change and, obviously improved health. Otto Porter Jr. gets a bad rap because he's obviously not been on the court, and people focus on his contract. I always say, look away from the contract. That's not his fault that New Jersey offered, or Brooklyn now, but New Jersey then offered a ridiculous offer sheet, and the Wizards chose to match it. I mean, obviously, if somebody puts that paper in front of you, you're signing it too. When he's on the court, he completely changes his team. He just hasn't been on the court. If he's able to stay on there, I think that you're going to see a jump for this team. I can't believe Lowry is as, you know, middling as he was last season. I just too much promise in those first two seasons. And LaVine is a borderline all-star. So I do believe they feel, you know, this team can be better as is with whatever adds they make in the draft and free agency. That said, as we all know, they're not wedded to anybody on this roster. And Arturis is a pretty decisive guy. So I just look at this roster and I go back to that point I was making, guys, about how you talk about how he wants to play. This roster ain't it. So he's going to be – I think he's going to be pretty aggressive in remaking this roster in his image or his philosophy. I just don't know how long that'll take. And I think in the interim, they believe they can get better just with their imprint, coaching change, et cetera.
Casey Johnson is our guest. NBC Sports Chicago is his platform, and he's got all kinds of platforms. He's everywhere. He's on the internet, on the interwebs. He's on TV. And as you talk about LaVine, borderline all-star, and plays what I think is really bad defense, I don't know where that – how do you assess that part of the game, anybody's game – when it comes to the new regime and maybe working bottom up from Billy Donovan, if he can work with a lot of different players, can he make Zach LaVine a better defensive player?
I think he can. And, you know, there was obviously they finally officially announced the coaching staff today. And, you know, most of the names had already been leaked out or reported or what have you. But the headline to me from the news release from the Bulls was that they, you know, have already added four guys to the player development staff. And that was something that both Arturis and Mark Eversley pointed to when they took their jobs, is they were just surprised at the lack of infrastructure in player development in this organization. And that's really where, in this age of player empowerment and, you know, players getting younger and players, you know, coming out of college so early, that's really where the focus of the NBA lies. And so they've added four guys. I'm not saying those guys are miracle workers, but the point I'm trying to make is the infrastructure is being built out. And so, you know, that's all you've heard from Arturis and Mark Eversley is just hammering on the player development. And, you know, Zach, I know he's a polarizing guy because of the defense and because he's never been in the playoffs and the empty calorie score, knock, what have you. Dude's only 25, man. I mean, you know, he played at a very high level last year. And there, to me, there's still room for him to grow. Not only defensively, but also offensively. I think he showed the ability to become a better decision maker last year, and I think that can grow. But yeah, defensively, he has to get better. And look, Billy Donovan is known as a good defensive coach, so we'll see where that goes this season.
We were just talking about before we came on that Chuck Swirsky, Bill Winnington, going to be doing the draft show on Wednesday, zooming and talking on the score and all that kind of. What is the format of this draft? Is it going to be like the NFL? Adam Silver just going to be, you know, isolated? And how's it all going down? What are you going to be doing, et cetera?
I'm going to be doing what everyone else is doing, as we know, is zooming and, you know, just in my own at this point. I know that NBC Sports Chicago, we've got a studio show with Will and Kendall and Jason Goff. I'll be weighing in on that from home at some point, but yeah, it's just, everybody's going to be all over the place. It's going to be done remote, and you know, the players are in their home markets to my knowledge. And yeah, I mean, everything about this world we're living in is different and weird, and we're just going to get through it with technology, I guess.
As we shall, and moving right along and looking for a pre-Christmas open to the season, but the Bulls conceivably will get better on Wednesday. We're all hoping so. We'll look forward to reading what you have to say about it. Casey, thanks for taking time out. Thanks for joining us today. Always a pleasure.
All right, stay safe, guys. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
You too.
All right,
Casey Johnson, terrific work. He's just a fount of knowledge. And boy, if you could make – Billy Donovan can make – Zach LaVine a better defensive player, then you've got something there. But like Casey said, there's nobody who's untradeable, whether it's Levine or Markkanen, and Wendell Carter's got to stay healthy. Otto Porter's got to stay healthy. I don't know. Do you really think that whatever draft pick we see, and maybe there's a trade involved to get to where they want to go, that would really tell us something about the direction, the thoughts, as Casey was talking about, he doesn't know how they think. So I'm rooting for a trade, so that way we know a whole lot more about the way they think.
Well, isn't it funny that the Bulls finally got out of that 7 spot, and which just was just so hard to zero in on a player. And it's almost like with the 4th spot, they're still in a bad place because you don't have the one decisive guy this year. There's not a no doubt about it number one overall pick this year. There's 3 guys, but that's it. It's a 3-man draft. And as everybody says, the actual NBA draft starts with the Bulls. So again, they're kind of in no man's land at number 4. So it actually would be kind of cool to see them trade up. And, you know, Casey's right about Otto Porter. Just forget about when he first came to the Bulls and he was healthy, he was really good. He looked like a young player who hadn't realized his full potential yet. The upside is there. So if that guy's healthy, that's something that you do have to factor in with the Bulls and potentially having a good season this year. So I look forward to a healthy Lionel Richie looking Otto Porter this year.
I am too. And I would like to see that all become better, because there's been such a sense of relief about this whole thing and all kinds of optimism. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we need to do What Are You Doing, Wegner? And we have some very precious audio on that from a legend. So we will bring that to you. And we will discuss it as we move along on Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
What are you doing, Wagner?
We're going to do What Are You Doing, Wagner? But first, breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Mark?
Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, I'm back.
We have breaking news from the Bears.
What you got?
We have breaking news that running back David Montgomery has been declared out
for
Monday night's game. He was in concussion protocol. They've now ruled him out. Breaking news. So it becomes Ryan Nall's ball game, according to Patrick Finley.
Yeah, the injury
and
report.
You like the Ryan Nall speed, the sneaky speed.
He's got some speed, man. He definitely falls into that stereotype. Yeah, I just got the text, too, on the injury report that Montgomery. I'm trying to look through some of the other names on it here. Let's see. Stand by for action. You ready, Stevie Sunshine?
Stand by for news.
Stand by for the following news. John Jenkins is out. I'm going in no particular order. Cole Kmet is questionable. He did practice today, Cole Kmet, which he hadn't earlier this week. Sherrick McManus out. As you mentioned, David Montgomery out as well. Sam Mustipha, doubtful. Spriggs, questionable. Trubisky is out, incidentally. That is definitely notable. Barkevious Mingo and Allen Robinson, both questionable.
No, not Mingo. He's their leading longest rush of the game last week.
Yeah, can't have that.
No, he can't. That was Bill Lazor's secret weaponing. Oh, wow. Okay. All right, well, updates as we seize upon the breaking news. In the meantime, as part of, and let's start off, what are you doing, Wagner, with just some special, precious audio from a legend who passed away. Alex Trebek died this week. He had been, North America had known, the host of Jeopardy had known he was pretty forthcoming about his cancer and fighting it and thanked everybody. And it was noted last, I want to say Saturday night, right? We did the show Saturday and the news broke. So I did not want to miss this opportunity to pay our homage to him. He was a sports fan. He grew up in Canada, obviously a knowledge and love of hockey, and so much so that he was recruited by the NHL and the Ottawa Senators for this year's NHL draft, and here's what happened.
Here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jeopardy. Our category today is the NHL. And here is the clue for you. With the third pick in the 2020 NHL draft, the Ottawa Senators choose this player. The correct response? Who is Tim Stutzel?
That was fantastic.
And then the video cuts to Tim Stutzel going, oh my God, really? And that was this year's draft. Let's see the NBA top that this week, because we were talking with Casey Johnson about that. So, not just a hockey fan. He was a fierce Dodger fan. I mean, you know, he'd always show in Hollywood, and you, after 40 years, you're going to be that guy. He had Dodger season tickets. And he was a ferocious Dodger, man. He got to see the World Series, the first since the one that featured Kirk Gibson's home run off Tony La Russa's A's closer, Dennis Eckersley. But there was also a part of Alex Trebek that you loved when all of these geniuses, I mean, these are people so much smarter than me, and they'd answer questions I have no idea about. In fact, it was summed up really nicely by a Canadian Twitter follow, Joy to the Jumpsuit. It's actually at Jody's Jumpsuit, a woman named Crystal Rose, as I've been able to suss out, had tweeted out, Alex Trebek is rightfully revered for many reasons, but never forget, he has let generations of Canadians enjoy vicariously the best job on television, politely telling Americans they don't know as much as they think they do. Isn't that perfect? Coming from Canada, and here's an example of that, because frequently, like you watch, we all watch Jeopardy, right? And there'd be a NFL category, a sports category, sports potpourri or whatever it is. And I would wait for that because I didn't want to deal with medieval history. I didn't know anything about that. So here's an example of what happened when the last category on the board is sports related, and it has to be, the answers have to be exposed, and then they need to provide questions. Here's a perfect example of that.
Football 200.
Your choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back. It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah.
Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team. Dallas Cowboys? Do you think we should go to commercial? Ryan?
Take it on to 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled. Fair catch. Two clues left, Ryan.
800.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense that cancel each other out. And they are called offsetting penalties. Let's look at the $1,000 clue, just for the fun of it. Jimmy?
As Minneapolis' U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 52, I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to four Super Bowls.
If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die. Who are the purple people eaters? We're going to take a break. I have to talk to them.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Was that the influence for Celebrity Jeopardy? Because that's the first time I've actually heard that play out. Anything close to the Will Ferrell Saturday Night Live skit?
With Daryl Hammond as drunk Sean Connery, we've lost SNL Celebrity Jeopardy in like a week.
Yeah,
right?
Or maybe
we
or
lost
maybe,
Sean
you know
Connery,
what?
And then
I just
Trebek.
Thought about this. Do you think maybe SNL tonight, assuming it's live, that they'll do something? They've got to do something, right? There's got to be a skit. I wonder if Will Ferrell makes a cameo tonight on SNL. I'm dead serious.
Oh, that would be just tremendous, because we lost Sean Connery and we lost Alex Trebek. That's Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yes. I mean, and Daryl Hammond's still around. He does the introductions for SNL. I bet they do. I mean, they're going to have to do the first three skits on politics. I get it. But why not, you know, maybe before the news or after the musical performance, they throw in a Celebrity Jeopardy. I bet they do. At this point, I'm going to be disappointed if they don't.
Yeah, it was just because it was legendary. It was so for just right a number. Eddie.
Yeah, all you have to do is write down the number 2. If you write down 2, you will win the game.
The day is mine, Trebek.
It was just That's great. I mean, you're doing both parts for us because we just lost both of them. And I think that would be, that's a perfect, they have to do that. They've had a week to do it. He died right after, he died the evening they were doing their last live show. I don't know when was the last, I don't know when their show, it's weird the seasons that they have when they stopped doing them, but that indeed was, that's legendary stuff. That would, Norm,
you know,
McDonald.
I wonder
was
if it'll be the cold
them.
Opening. It's got to be the cold open. You know, now that I think about it, because everybody loves Alex Trebek. As you said, everybody loved Jeopardy, and politics are just making people angry right now. So why not? But go on with Norm McDonald, because I love Norm McDonald.
No, what Norm McDonald wrote that, and I hadn't understood. It was hysterical because Will Ferrell was great, and the impression of a drunk Sean Connery, wherever that came from, and just the idea of the penis mightier, Trebek. No, that's the pen is mightier, and the way they would, and that it was what really made it, according to Norm Macdonald. I never thought of it this way. Was the compassion, the humanity of Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek just wanting to somebody to succeed.
Yes.
Wanting success. Where do we get the mustard seed? Right? And it's almost like, and you know, write down number two. If you're right. That was that, the fact that he just wanted somebody to win.
Somebody,
something.
Please.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody pointed out too, and I was thinking the same thing, that I don't know if you remember this, but Norm Macdonald did do Burt Reynolds on there, which was incredible. Like this, I don't really give a crap. I'm too cool for this. Hey, what do you think? You know, that kind of, I mean, it was a great impersonation. And somebody also saying on the text line from the 317, not verified, but somebody saying that there's no live. How could there not be a live Saturday Night Live tonight? What a bad decision by NBC
I could understand the week before and after Thanksgiving, but we're a week removed from that week.
There's too
I don't know
juice.
If we're allowed to say, are we allowed to say, we played Matt Nagy's cut with a name in it, but his character's name, Norm McDonald's character's name on Jeopardy, as when he kept denying he was Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Was, I don't know. Are we allowed to say that? I'm really afraid to say anything.
I don't even know what it is. Yeah. Ask
his last
ask
name is Ferguson. His last
we don't have turds on this team.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
Turd Ferguson was the name
that
Norm McDonald used when he was denying he was Burt Reynolds.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. So,
by the way, BTW, since I'm not on the Zoom call with Matt, I'm talking about turds instead of being on a Zoom call with Matt Nagy right now. Our guy Chris Emma from The Score says Cody Whitehair could be activated from the COVID-19 reserve list before the Monday night game. Matt Nagy said, it's Nagy offered a vote of confidence behind Alex Bars, who could start again at center. He said that we're lucky to have him. He also said, did Chris Emma, based on the Zoom meeting that they are in the midst of right now, Lamar Miller could be an option for the Bears in the backfield, Matt Nagy said. And everybody loves to hear about Lamar Miller. So there's a vote for the Lamar Miller, or a nod to the Lamar Miller fans out there, that it's not out of the question that he could play. So that probably means nothing, but there it is.
Well, it could mean something. Bill Lazor was, I know we're started this with Wegner. Actually, we started with Bears Update, so we might as well keep talking about it. Before Matt Nagy made the announcement, let's recast this. Let's review the bidding here. You said you talked to Bill Lazor. The media talked to Bill Lazor before it had been officially announced that he would be calling plays. So in that vein, he talked about wanting to revive, establish, make something of the running game, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so the question was, without David Montgomery, who's going to do the running? And And forget about who's going to do the blocking, but you need somebody that you can give the ball to that can make yards, whether the offensive line is good or bad. You need someone to do that. So Bill Lazor would want to do that. Bill Lazor would want to have all available weapons. So,
The problem is that I don't think that Lamar Miller is healthy enough yet. You know, unless he is by Monday night. He's been dealing with a knee injury. And one of the guys, too, that we spoke to, I think it was last week, so this is a little bit stale by now, but it was the running backs coach, Charles London, who had worked with Lamar Miller on the pass, and he said, paraphrasing, something to the effect of, I know what Lamar Miller looks like 100%, and that ain't it. Watching him practice and his abilities. Now, again, that was a week and a half ago, so it's not out of the question that they give him a try and see what I just wouldn't expect it. I mean, I do think that the pecking order for the Bears' backfield this week is going to include, you know, Ryan Nall probably going to be getting the first crack out there. Cordarrelle Patterson still, maybe Artavis Pierce, and then Lamar Miller. I think Lamar Miller is going to be way down on the list in terms of a guy actually getting the ball in his hands, even if he is active on Monday night. But we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
I would like to see him do that. I would like to see them be able to do that. I would like to see the fact they need... You know why it's important now is not just to have, you got a different play caller. He's got to be able to do what he wants. You can't become one dimensional one series in because your offensive line, if you can't run block where you're going forward, how are you going to pass block when you're going backwards and you're not that good of an offensive line? So it's important. But for another reason, if you are that dependent on your defense, and your defense is facing, again, another all-weapon player when you're talking about Dalvin Cook, who is a sort of a hybrid of Alvin Kamara. They faced him several weeks ago, and then they faced Derrick Henry. They did a good job on Henry last week. But asking your defense to continually, if you can't get them rest because you can't run the ball and eat some clock, you're just asking too much, because now they're asking them to score, aren't they? Don't you feel that's the next step, is a defense has got to score?
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, that's what I was thinking last week. I mean, if you watch the Bears' defense closely in that game, you could see what they were doing. That there was, and this is the game against Tennessee, that they were taking the extra risk to go for the pick six. They were going for the football instead of trying to tackle, which burned them. I think it was Akeem Hicks who at one point in time went for the ball instead of the tackle, and then I think it was Derrick Henry, and then missed the tackle. But you could understand the desperation that the offense put the defense in to try to make something happen, like in 2018 when the defense was able to do that. But, man, I guess it's really good news if Cody Whitehair is able to come back and play in this game. So then you would have him, Charles Leno, Jermaine Ifedi, at least three of your guys, your regulars, back on the offensive line. But, you know, they weren't good before they were injured either. So I don't know.
All right, we'll come back and after a break, and we've got some more things to discuss right here on Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Jared Ferguson, it's a funny name.
Yes, it is. There you go. Well done, Stifler. Sean Anderson, Sean William Anderson, our producer. There you go, Kurt Ferguson. Okay, Mark, tell people where they can find you this weekend in game day, and how do you think Bears-Vikings comes out? Make your pick. Go.
I'll be on 780 at about, 3:30-ish or so, with a couple of interviews on the pregame show on the flagship. And then I'll be on the Score about 6:15 or so live with Patrick Manley and Hub Arkish and Olin Krutz giving you the news of the day from Soldier Field, because I will be there live sort of on the sidelines. So you could tune into both of the pregame shows at our radio company. I also think the Bears are going to win, because the one thing about Minnesota is their secondary has been ever-changing and not great this year. They drafted a kid named Jeff Gladney out of TCU in the first round. Has not been all that. So I think that this will be a Nick Foles game where he actually gets some stuff done. The Bears will win this one 20-17. What you got?
I got the Bears 51, the Vikings 2.
Jesus, come on, man. You make me do a real prediction and then you make a mockery of it. Whatever.
Okay, then I'll pick Dalvin Cook 24, Bears 6.
You know, just for that, I ain't coming back next week. I won't be here next week just for that attitude, buddy.
Yep. No, yep. Mr. Real.
Good luck. Good luck with your little radio show. Good luck.
All right, this little radio show is all done. We need to thank Stifler and Trash Panda, Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times, Casey Johnson of NBC Sports Chicago, everyone who texted and listened, and we've kept up our new streak of nobody calling. Zach Zaidman's next on The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So, kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.